Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. A fall flush of flowers is here and the weather is changing. Ticket reservations can be made at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. We're down to the last couple of weeks to see the washed ashore sculptures. They're included in your garden admission, so don't miss out. One of the most interesting and unique flowering plants in the garden are the various lily plants. As you walk up the garden entrance, just notice the ball of flowers on the crinium lily recently added to the front garden. This is a member of the amaryllis family, and as we walk through the garden today, we'll see other blooms that will give an idea of just how diverse this plant family really is. If you walk in past Palm Circle, the first thing you'll notice is the newly completed walkway through the geometric beds on the one side and the pollination garden to the left. Visually, this path will draw you directly into the garden. But don't miss the beautiful beds of the pollination garden. If you watch for just a few minutes, you can see the squirrels are feasting on the flower heads of seeds and the red amaranth as they ripen. Just across the walkway, in the beds in front of the staghorn fern collection, see the lush flush of flowers on the pink and yellow angel trumpet trees. These huge bell-shaped flowers must be cross-pollinated and are most fragrant at night when they can attract flying pollinators, but they last throughout the day too. The deep bell shape is perfect for some moths and hummingbirds, but the wind can also spread the pollen. Just at the feet of the first yellow angel trumpet plant, see if you can find the Arabian jasmine. While this sprawling shrub is considered invasive in Florida, it's a wonderful addition to any fragrance garden, as this is the jasmine that can be used for jasmine tea and leis. Just past the yellow trumpet or Brugmansia, there's a whole bed dedicated to other amaryllis and ginger family stars. See the lovely natal lily, a member of the amaryllis family, with delicate, lightly scented, blush pink-tinged flowers, and the Hedychium coronarium. Technically in the ginger family, this beautiful white flower is sometimes called white garland lily and has a light and lovely scent too. If you head toward the overlook to find a few more lilies in bloom, then this is the perfect time to take a wander through the rose garden. Fall is a time when the roses give off the last lovely blush of flowers before their winter rest. So walk down into the garden and enjoy the fragrance of the Huntington 100s, a rose that took 10 years in the making. Introduced in 2020 for the centennial celebration of the Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Garden, the fragrance is described by the original hybridizer, who is now the curator of the rose collection at the Huntington, as intense lemony scent with a touch of baby powder. I call it heavenly. This rose is also marketed under the name of Life of the Party. It starts out with yellow flowers that fade into petals rimmed with a lovely reddish pink. Another rose of note is Fame, surrounded by the lush foliage of the Cannas and Taro plants. You might also see life beginning anew if you catch the beautiful black dragonflies mating on the Canna plants. These romantic male dragonflies remain in tandem, flying with the females together until they're able to find a safe place to lay their eggs. Walking into the garden interior, you can't help but notice that huge pile of dirt behind the construction fence, but keep an eye on it because it's part of the surprising changes that are coming our way as the children's garden develops over the next year. At the corner of Canyon Lane and Tram Road, see the lovely blooms on the amaryllis there. This is the plant that usually blooms in the dead of our winter holiday season, so it's very interesting to see it now. But right along with it is a beech spider lily. There are more of the deep red amaryllis blooming in the greenhouse, and this plant is truly stunning with a stalk holding 6 of the deepest red amaryllis you may ever see, and a couple of lovely bromeliad spikes in contrast right next to it. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.